These demonstrations are triggered by the Pakistan government plans to amend the blasphemy law. The law advocates death sentence for insulting Islam or making derogatory remarks against the Prophet Muhammad. No one has ever been executed under the legislation. Last month, a court in Punjab handed down a death penalty to a Christian woman for insulting the Prophet Muhammad. But she denies making such insulting remarks during an argument with other farmhands in June last year. The sentence drew strong condemnation from the Western countries, and even the Pope Benedict XVI called for the release of Christian women.
Facing pressure from the Western countries, including the United States, the Pakistan government has hinted at bringing changes in the blasphemy laws. However, this is a very sensitive issue here in Pakistan, as these protesters say they will resist the government plans at all costs.
The protesters urge the government not to bow to international pressure.
Bringing changes in the blasphemy law is wrong because this is the Islamic Republic of Pakistan and the blasphemy law is in accordance with what is provided in the Quran.
The demonstrators chanted slogans against the government officials, including this man, Punjab governor, who called for the law to be repealed.
The government will not be able to change this law, as the public and all the political and religious parties are united against any such move.
Some in the country have raised concerns over the misuse of the blasphemy law, saying it is often exploited by extremists or those who want to settle personal scores.
It's the responsibility of the government to stop the misuse of this law. But it should not be used as an excuse to repeal or amend it.
This is not for the first time any government attempts to amend this law. Former military ruler Pervez Musharraf promised to bring changes to the law, but later backed down due to strong public pressure. Many experts believe that despite international pressure, the current administration is highly unlikely to succeed in its plans to abolish the legislation. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.